Yeah, so the star of Lowestoft there, of course, Lily Ayres, and Be Young, Be Foolish, and Be Happy. And I'm very pleased to say that we've managed to establish contact with the Bugle magazine as part of our feature
Anglia
in Focus.
I'm hoping now that on the line is going to be Neil Sutton from the Bugle magazine. Very good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, we got you at last. It's obviously good to know that you've been so busy this morning.
Oh, yeah, all good things come to he who waits.
Now, the Bugle magazine, I mean, it's a wonderful magazine, primarily serving the areas of Lowestoft, Beccles, Bungay, Halesworth and the Southwold and surrounding areas. Tell us a little bit about the Bugle magazine itself.
Well, it started about 10 years ago as a printed version, you know, just for Lowestoft, because we wanted to advertise something that we were doing in Lowestoft and we couldn't find anywhere to do it at the right price. So we decided we'd start a magazine of our own. It then developed with people from Bungay and Beccles and what have you wanting it, so we decided to extend it further into the whole area. And it's been very successful. The only thing was, of course, with COVID and the lockdowns and people not going out so much and things like that, it went downhill a bit with advertisers and sites to put the magazine, you know, were decreasing. So we decided to go online, and it's been successful ever since.
It sounds absolutely great. Now, the distribution of the magazine is certainly now without equal, and with, as you say, the digital version widely available for those who like to read all the news on their various devices, which, of course, are numerous, aren't they?
Yes, they are indeed. We were quite surprised when we first went digital, because we advertised it first in the magazine that we're going to stop printing, and it was going to be a digital delivered to your inbox every month. So we were surprised with the amount of people who signed up to it. It was really, really fantastic. And so we took the plunge and said, right, that's it, no more printing. Out it goes direct to your inbox, and that's what we do.
Now, I'm going to ask you for some contact details for how people can literally become established on your mailing list, which, of course, would mean that they get the magazine automatically every month into their inbox. How can they best go about this?
Well, they can either phone us and ask us to do it, at which time we'd want their email address, of course, or they can email us and just ask us to go on the email list, and we put them on. It's as simple as that. There's no charge, and they get the magazine every month to their inbox for free.
I'll ask you for those details again in a few moments' time. But the magazine itself, I mean, I've been having a look through the February edition, and I think this is one of the largest ones that you've published, isn't it?
It is. It does seem to be growing. What we try and do is get all the events in for people who are organising, you know, fundraising events and things like that to do good in the area. We give them free advertising, either in the What's On Guide, or if they've got a little poster or banner they can send us, we try and get that in as well. And that's all free. That's a free service for everybody in the community. So we're very pleased we can do that now. Now we've got no print costs. The magazine can be as big and have as many pages as we want. So it's working out very well.
And I know that, of course, we have close connections with you, don't we, East Point Radio? And you've got two articles in the February edition, one being one of our presenter profiles, and yes, also some information about hopefully a forthcoming event at Easter this year.
Yes. We've been speaking about this, haven't we?
Yes, certainly have.
I think East Point Radio is going pirate for the weekend, going back to pirate radio, and you're going out on the Mincalo, which is an old fishing boat, LT, I forget the number.
412.
412, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
So you're going to be out in there on that boat all weekend, broadcasting from the Mincalo out on the high seas.
And I'll tell you that we did one of these broadcasts some years ago now, and it was highly successful. We had lots of people come down to see us, and we set up a studio on board the Mincalo LT 412. And we're looking to relive the golden age of music. So, I mean, most of it, we're going to concentrate on the sort of 60s, 70s, and we will spill out, of course, into the 80s as well and play some of the tracks from those eras. But
you must, but the 60s were do me fine.
And all the staff there on the Mincarlo LT412 at the Heritage Quay in Lowestoft, they really enter into the spirit of it, and we're looking forward to being literally on board once again and broadcasting from the ship.
Well, I hope to get over to see you on board the Mincarlo, and I shall bring my video camera and also be taking some still shots as well, and they'll be all in the magazine the following month.
Hey, that sounds wonderful. That's just the sort of publicity we need, and we look forward to seeing you on board the Mincarlo LT412. And as I say, we're looking at the Easter period. We're still sorting out all the dates and times and things like that. And I've been talking to Captain Mitch from the Mincarlo, and he's sorting out all the fine details. And as soon as we have those details, we'll obviously let you have the information at the Bugle.
Yes, indeed. And we'll also put them on our Facebook page as well, which is quite popular. So people have every opportunity to get all the details. I hope it'll be a really, really popular and fantastically fun event.
I'm sure it will be. As I say, it's nice to have a little bit of nostalgia, and particularly, as I say, the looking back at the golden age, as primarily in the 60s, of course, from 64 through to 67, they were absolutely magical when it came to radio, weren't they?
They were, yes, absolutely. The likes of Tony Blackburn, Dave Lee Travis, and of course Johnny Walker. Bobbing about on the high seas and people flashing their headlights from Frinton Cliffs. What a time it was.
It certainly was. And, radio has in some ways developed, but in other ways I think it's gone backwards, to be honest. That's just my personal opinion, mind you.
Being an old radio person myself, I have to agree. Lots of radio stations, not all got the quality they perhaps should have or could have. I tend to think that once they get owned by a big conglomerate, they lose the local feel, you know, that they lose the link with the public. They're broadcasting to anybody who's listening and not a particular audience. And I think there's a great need for it to be local.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And as I say, we're so lucky to have the Mincarlo down there in Lowestoft Harbour, because it enables East Point Radio to not only be heard, but also be seen as well at a very sociable event.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm going to try and see if I can buy a pair of sea legs. I come out and see you on one of the days at least.
Well, I'm certainly hoping that we'll see you down there, Neil. And as I say, I'm sure that many of your readers, as well as our listeners, will come along to see us and enjoy what will certainly be a fun weekend, I'm sure.
Yes, it'll be really, really good. And we must play, or you must play, some of those old Big L jingles, because they are fantastic, aren't they?
Well, I'm actually sat in my studio now, and I have a pile of these various jingles from the golden age of radio, as I like to call it, and I can assure you there will be plenty of the offshore radio jingles included in the programmes.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And their play-out tune as well, their 30-second play-out was excellent, which had one or two jingles playing as it progressed.
Yes.
Really good. And it became a real theme for the youngsters of the era. I know, I was one of them.
Yes, same here, actually. Same here. So we're looking forward to that. But give us the details once again for the Bugle magazine. And you primarily cover the areas of Lowestoft, Beccles, Bungay, Halesworth, the Southwold area, and the surrounding areas as well, don't you?
Yeah, because we found that people, when they get the Bugle by email, of course they can quickly pass it on to all their friends and family if they want to. And we've got one man who sends it to 34 different people. we have no idea what the total circulation is, but we know we send out just over 2,000 emails, and it doesn't sound like much, but it's quite a lot.
It is.
I realize that many of our customers then, send it on to others.
Which, yeah,
which is good.
It's really good. It's really good.
So it does perhaps go out of the area as well.
Absolutely, yes. And of course, so from the East Point Radio website, we have a link to the Bugle magazine, so folks can click on that and obtain your magazine that way as well.
Yes, they can. Yeah, they can. Or they can email us and we'll put them on the list straight away. As I say, there's no charge, it's all free.
Now, for everybody who'd like to find out about the Bugle magazine, be it advertisers or people wanting to supply you with information to put in the magazine, how can they best get in contact with you?
Our email address is probably as good as any. It's a little bit complicated. Shall I give it to you now?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, it's the, T-H-E, then there's dot buglemag at yahoo.co.uk. So the.buglemag@yahoo.co.uk.
That's great. And what about a phone number?
Phone number 01502 578 074. Whichever way you contact us, we'll get you put on the list.
Sounds good, Neil. Thank you very much. And as always, nice to speak to you live on East Point Radio this morning.
And you too, Mark. Take care. Keep playing the good sounds.
We'll try to. And we'll speak again soon.
Yeah, speak to you soon, mate. Ta-da.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Neil. There, we've been talking to Neil Sutton from the Bugle magazine, and as I say, East Point Radio have close connections with the Bugle, and we work together on publicity for the station, and we obviously give publicity to the Bugle magazine. So make sure that you get your copy. Once again, you can email the, that's T-H-E dot buglemag at yahoo.co.uk. We will be doing our 11s very, very soon, slightly later than normal. But let's hear from Edie Brickell and those good times.